When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
WIP Morning Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. John Ritchie, Ree Hughes, Ruben Amaro Jr., Devin Caney. Final segment of the show here. Now it's time for our Guide to Look Forward and Look Back, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Windows' big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. And one of the things to look forward to this weekend, you heard Ree mention the update, Sixers tonight hosting the Indiana Pacers.
It's been a while.
This is
5 days.
It has been. And is this right? Like, everybody's actually going to be playing tonight for the Sixers? No.
Caleb. Why am I blanking on his last name?
Martin.
I don't think he's playing.
Whatever.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, yeah. You said
but
everyone.
The ones who matter. Yeah, respectfully.
That was the only one I saw when I was looking. Yeah.
Yeah. But how many games this year? Seriously, have they had Embiid, Paul George, and Maxey on the floor together?
I think
6 minutes.
No.
Well, now with Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like 1/16 of a game, I believe. But
wow. Any significance that it's Friday the 13th?
Why do you got to do that?
Wow.
Come on.
If he gets hurt tonight, it's your fault.
Yes. Yeah. If you just black hat at them.
Of course it is.
And it will totally be your fault.
Yeah. I was at a Sixers practice it was earlier this week. They've had, just a long break, which I know that they definitely needed, especially Joel Embiid. And Embiid was a full participant in the entire practice. And practices throughout the week. And Nick Nurse specifically said that they were kind of waiting to see how he'd respond to playing. He played last Sunday for 33 minutes, which is, I think, the most Embiid has played so far this season.
Yeah.
And he said he was doing really well. And Embiid looked great at practice.
So he needs 5 day breaks in between games?
Right. And luckily, they literally have that.
Yeah.
Rhea.
So this is the only time.
They don't play till Monday, don't play till Friday.
And this is the only time this year that they'll have these massive gaps. The reason they have the massive gaps is because they failed at the tournament.
Yeah, I guess it's supposed to be a bad thing, but
yeah.
It's nice.
Shouldn't the reward be that you get a week off?
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Joel is healing up.
Especially for this team.
Pay
dividends. They need that. Hopefully.
Yes. And it's just ironic, too, though, that Embiid, the best game he has all year, he comes back, he wins. Nobody watched that game because it was going on during the Eagles game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, nobody was paying attention to it.
Not at all.
So that's one thing to look forward to this weekend. And again, with the Phillies. We'll see what they end up doing at the winter meetings. But, Ruben, wanted to ask you a little bit about Alec Bohm, because Alec Bohm's been in some trade rumors. Rob Thompson on MLB Network this week says they are not shopping Alec Bohm. What do you see? And if you're the Phillies, I mean, would you be looking to move on from Alec Bohm?
Well, I'll be listening, and that's exactly what they're doing. And there's nothing wrong, and there's no harm in that. The only issue is at some point, and I think it's already been done, where Rob Thompson's actually had a conversation with Alec Bohm and said, listen, we're not out there shopping, but we're listening, because that's their job. Their job is to try to improve the team in some way, shape, or form. And Alec Bohm happens to be one of the best pieces that they have to move and feel like they can improve the team in a way that's different than just having him on the club. Now, if you really are considering moving him, you better get a lot back. This is an all-star caliber third baseman. This guy can really play, and he also...
How much is a lot, Rube?
How much are we?
What does that translate to in terms of...
I'm talking about adding pieces, multiple pieces, or a piece that's going to definitely take you over the top and be, you know, like a lockdown championship, you know, player or team. I just think, listen, Alec Bohm's value as a player is so high in the industry right now because he can do a lot of the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The things that, frankly, that the Phillies need.
So why would we want to trade him?
I don't think it's they want to trade him. They would only trade him if they can solve a couple of different other things.
They might need to trade him, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And if someone knocks their socks off, you got to consider it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you were on the panel when Rob Thompson was speaking at winter meetings when he said, we're not shopping him, then proceeded to give very high praise to Alec Bohm. Was that him essentially, like, kind
shopping
of trying
him?
To, sell him? was it genuine?
I don't think he has to be sold. I don't think Alec Bohm, listen, he had a tough time at the end of the year. It was part of it was his hand. Other parts of it, obviously,
his attitude
needed to maybe mature a little bit. Some of the ways that he was going about some of the non-success he was having. But
yeah. But
that said, I mean, this is still a really really good player. He was an all-star for the Phillies last year,
yeah.
And probably the most effective, job of driving runs in the
sure.
first part of the season. He
sure.
had a tough second half, no doubt. But listen, this is a guy that has.
It must
a ton
have been
value.
Especially tough, Rube. Like, it must have been so tough. We don't even know that it has moved to where this is a consideration. You know, this is a discussion. Alec Bohm, I felt for so long like he was the guy in our lineup that I could depend on most consistently to put a bat on the ball. And now the fact that this is even possible suggests that things went really awry.
They did go awry. And I think that things have to be changed. I think part of it is him looking in the mirror and maybe making some adjustments. And part of it is his overall health as well. Hands are tricky and wrists are tricky. And I think that was a real issue there.
And as you said, Ruben, I think it is important to keep the entire season in perspective. Because obviously, we remember the end of the year with Alec Bohm, him struggling at the end of the regular season, obviously in the playoffs. But he was an all-star. And it's like, if you're going to trade a guy like that, who are you going to replace him with? Unless you're going out and you're signing Alex Bregman, it doesn't seem like there's a great option. Like, you're going to upgrade at third base if you're moving on from Alec Bohm.
Yeah, and this isn't a situation like Dom Brown. Like, Dom Brown was an all-star and really struggled in the second half. This is a totally different thing because he's got more track record than Dom Brown had. And I think you're right. I mean, if we're going to move this guy, it's going to have to be something where they're really improving the team in some other way.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Bobby in North Carolina. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, folks. Good morning. How you doing today?
Doing well, Bobby.
Good, good. First off, I want to give out a shout-out to Ruben because I'll be seeing you in about a month down at Philly's Fantasy Camp playing on Team Bull with you this year, so I look forward to it.
Nice. Can't wait.
It'll be a great time for sure. So my question for you, Ruben, and it's all that just got answered in that last little series was, if they do move on from Alec Bohm, who do you bring in to play third base? And obviously, you got to find something bigger and better. Or, in your opinion or your expertise as a general manager, is it more bang for the buck to go after Kyle Tucker as opposed to Alex Bregman? What do you think?
Well, I think it is, and a lot of it depends on dollars and cents and the trade equity. I mean, what you're giving up to get a guy like Tucker. But I know it's just money for Bregman, but it's a ton of money because this guy's going to be commanding well over $200 million, and they already have a bunch of $300 million players on their team. So that makes it difficult for them as far as just signing him. I do feel like they're going to have to move some money off the team in order to make a move like that. So, this is where, the GM and the president of baseball operations, they really earn their money because they're...
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.